All right, good afternoon. I will call us to order in our role as Board of Supervisors to fill a vacancy for Story County Attorney. It is September 30th, 2016. It's 1 p.m., and we'll get started. And the first order of business, as it is any time we meet, is we ask if you would please join us as we honor America with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, overview of the process. Why are we here today? So it starts with longtime county attorney Stephen Holmes actually notifying Lucy Martin first, but then the board on September 1st of his intention to resign as of noon today. I think we would all be remiss if we didn't start off by thanking Stephen for 27 years. We actually got a plaque here for Stephen in case he was going to be here today. 27 years of service to the people of Story County. Story County owes Stephen a debt of gratitude, and I hope you guys will all join me in wishing him well in whatever the future holds for him. So that came to the board. We acknowledged it publicly on September 6th at our regular Tuesday morning meeting, notified the public at that point that on September 13th at our regular meeting, we would determine what process the board would use to fill the vacancy. Really two options for the board. We can either go the appointment route, as we have done, or we could choose to hold a special election. Our auditor, Martin, put together a great PowerPoint, and some of the highlights of that PowerPoint is special election would have occurred or would occur on January 10th. It would cost the taxpayers of Story County somewhere between $30,000 and $50,000, depending on the use of vote centers or not. We could expect somewhere between 10 and 15% voter participation in an election like that. That's really hard to predict because so many different factors will go into it. The board on the 13th opted to utilize the appointment route. I have since learned from ISAC that close to 100% of county vacancies are filled by the appointment route. There's a huge difference in cost, time. Supervisors are able to dig in possibly a little deeper. I know in this case we dug in really, really deeply to try to identify the correct candidate. We determined that we would have applications open from September 20th through September 27th, closing at 10 a.m. on the 27th. On the 27th, we had one qualified application, that of Jessica Reynolds, and we decided that didn't change anything for us. We wanted to get together here on the 30th and go through the process to determine if, in fact, Jessica Reynolds is the right person to be our county attorney. So the way today is going to look, the first thing we've got is determination of qualified applicants based on completion of the application and the Iowa Code. We have one, Jessica Reynolds. Presentation by qualified applicants. It says here that we will draw lots to determine what order they go in. I think you guys can all humor me that we don't need to do that today. We will follow that presentation with questions from the public for Jessica Reynolds, questions from the supervisors for Jessica Reynolds. That will be followed by a public comment period. That's not intended as an additional opportunity to ask questions. If you have questions, ask them at the time that we're holding it open for questions. That's intended for anybody to weigh in about anything they want to weigh in on. We'll go through that. And then the board will publicly score the qualification matrix that we put together. We're going to talk that through right here in front of everybody and determine what score we have. At that point, we will go to consideration of appointment. If we have a motion followed by a second, followed by a favorable vote, that will conclude the meeting. We'll adjourn, and then we will, I don't know if convene is the right word, we will get back together almost immediately if an appointment is made to do the swearing in, and we would have a new county attorney at that point. So I'll stop right there and ask if there's any questions about the process we're going to use today. Board, any questions about the process we're going to use today?
I have none.
Very clear.
Okay. We've determined Jessica Reynolds is our lone applicant. We aren't going to draw lots. Jessica, now's your time to give about a five-minute presentation to the board on why you're the right person to be county attorney.
Thank you.
See, do we have a court? Are you going to stand there? Or?
I am.
Okay.
Okay.
Are we picking up audio, or do we need the cordless mic?
I can talk very loud. I don't know where the cordless mic is.
It's usually inside here, but I don't know.
If you put that there, hold on.
We're all right, Wayne. We're going to use one of our directional lights here.
Oh, great. Good. And then we put it on open air just in case. Where's the other one?
I have the volume.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Yes. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
May it please the board?
Ladies
and gentlemen, my name is Jessica Reynolds, and I'm the First Assistant Story County Attorney, and it's my honor and privilege to stand before you today as an applicant for the vacant Story County Attorney position. I'm a career prosecutor who's devoted my life to public service, and there are three reasons that you should vote to appoint me here today. The first is my experience. The second is my results. And the third is my motivation and intent, which is a commitment to justice. Let's start with my experience. I'm a Drake Law grad who is licensed to practice law in Iowa, and I have been a prosecutor in three counties in Iowa thus far. First, I started in the Warren County Attorney's Office, and then I moved to the Cook County Attorney's Office, where I was a Violence Against Women Act grant prosecutor. What that means is that I was responsible for all of the domestic violence and sexual assault cases in our office, and I did a host of other types of criminal cases as well in that office. Then, in March of 2008, I took a job at the Story County Attorney's Office, and that's where I've practiced ever since. I've had a wonderful experience in the Story County Attorney's Office. I started out in a criminal docket in the office, but I've been lucky enough to be able to practice in each and every docket in our office. This includes the juvenile docket, the civil docket, as I mentioned, the criminal docket, and the mental health and substance abuse commitment docket. Then in 2013, I was promoted to first assistant, and I began my management experience, which has really been a joy for me. I'm lucky enough to supervise 13 fantastic, smart, wonderful assistant Story County attorneys. And I'm lucky enough to supervise 10 equally wonderful staff. We've got two office locations, one in Nevada and one in Ames. And our office oversees an approximate $2.3 million annual budget. I'd like to talk about my courtroom experience. I have litigated over 20 criminal jury trials to verdict. That includes a first-degree murder case that I tried with a wonderful attorney in our office, Tim Meals, last year, and that resulted in a second-degree murder conviction. I have done all stages of juvenile court. I've done over 100 child in need of assistance cases, which is when we represent the Department of Human Services and child abuse cases. And I've also done over 100 delinquency cases, which are cases where children are charged with crime and we work to rehabilitate them such that we don't see them in the adult offender system. I've also done numerous mental health and substance abuse commitment hearings. I put the number at over 200 if I had to estimate. And I've done a variety of civil hearings, which I'll discuss in a minute. I have been lucky enough to have 4 years of civil experience in the Story County Attorney's Office. And as counsel for the Story County Attorney's Office, I've been able to file a lawsuit which resulted in a settlement that was favorable for the county. I successfully defended 3 Iowa Public Information Board complaints for the county. I successfully represented the Story County Assessor in a property assessment appeal board hearing. Further, I've represented the Sheriff's Office in firearm permit appeals and been successful in all of those. I've represented the county in unemployment hearings, and I've done a variety of other civil matters for the county. Now that we've hit on my experience, I'd like to talk about my results, because results matter. And one disclaimer that I would put in is that these are not my results alone. I have a wonderful office full of incredible people who've all been part of the results that we've achieved in the last 2 years. And so many of them are here today, and I'm so happy that they're here today. So let's get to our results. First, we have increased our community outreach and our communication with law enforcement in our office. We've done this via regular law enforcement trainings, which I started in 2014, and the group of attorneys in our office have shown up for those, they've presented for those, they've reached out to law enforcement officers and asked what kinds of things they would be interested in having at those. And it's been a great opportunity for us to communicate and all learn together in the law enforcement community. Our office also is part of the Start by Believing campaign, which we do in conjunction with local law enforcement. And that's a sexual assault awareness campaign. Our office hosted a domestic violence awareness activity last year, and we were able to solicit donations for our local access domestic violence shelter at that event. Further, our office last year implemented a crime victim recognition award, and we're hoping to make that an annual event as well. Results. Attorney retention in our office has been an issue. And when I became first assistant in 2013, I noticed that I was spending a lot of my time recruiting and training attorneys, only to lose an attorney and then begin the recruiting and training process again. And so I started looking at the data, and what the data showed was that we were losing approximately 3 attorneys a year. And as I started looking into why that was, I came up with 2 things. First, office morale, and second, pay. And through a lot of effort and collaboration, our office has been able to cut the problem, and we've lost 0 attorneys in our office so far in 2016, which I'm really excited about. We have a robust fines recovery program in our office, and again, this is something I can't take credit for because we have a fantastic staff that does our fines recovery program, and they work hard each and every day to bring in dollars to the county so that the county benefits, victims benefit, and offenders benefit. Let me tell you how crime victims benefit. Victims that are owed restitution get their dollars first from what we recover, and that's really important. Offenders benefit because they can get their license reinstated when they're current on their fines payment, and they also are compliant with their court orders, which results in less contempt actions and less additional jail time. The county benefits because the county gets a cut of what we bring in through this program after victim restitution. Victim restitution always goes first in this program. And since its inception, this program has brought almost $1.5 billion into the county's general fund. So it's something that we're really proud of in our office, and results matter. Now that we talk about experience and results, I'd like to talk to you about my motivation and intent. Because not only do you want the county to train with experience and that produces results, but you need to know the character of the person that you're appointing and why they do what they do. And when you become a prosecutor, you deal with things that, at least in my case, you didn't even know happened in the world. They're hard, they're difficult, they're ugly, and that is your daily job. And it is a pleasure to be able to dive into hard things and get results that matter. It's a pleasure to be able to hold offenders accountable and get crime victims the services that they need and deserve. But in order for us to talk about why I do what I do, it's important that you know that you're looking for a specific skill set, whether it's because what you're dealing with is so important, whether it is a person who shoots someone in the face and then calls 911 and tries to make it look like an accident over methamphetamine that's found at the scene. Or whether it's dealing with someone who beats his wife and strangles her to the point that she almost loses consciousness until she gets out and calls 911. These things aren't easy to deal with, and this is the daily life of a prosecutor. If you want a county attorney who can look at those cases and those faces, those facts, and plow straight forward into them, not look away, not flinch, who will fight and work no matter how hard to make sure that offenders are accountable and victims receive the justice and services that they deserve, then you should vote to appoint me as the Clark County Attorney. If you want a county attorney who understands the necessity of competent, reliable, knowledgeable, available, civil, legal advice to the county, then you should vote to appoint me as the Story County Attorney. And how do you know that that's how I'm going to be as the Story County Attorney? How can you rely on me telling you that that's how I'm going to be as the Story County Attorney? Well, what's the best predictor of future behavior, past behavior? And I have been that way my entire career. And I will be that way for the rest of my career, regardless of what the outcome is here today. Because it's who I am. And I respectfully request that you vote to appoint me as the next Story County Attorney. I appreciate your time, your attention, and your consideration, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Jessica, thank you very much. You have a great presentation. So, somehow, I feel like I've heard that whole results matter thing somewhere before. I can't
place it.
I don't think I've got a copyright on it. So, questions from the board. Board, if it's okay with you, I'll get it started, and then we'll go to questions from the public.
Okay, now, I thought you said questions.
I think I did say it that way, but
then
I thought
the supervisor, so yeah. It doesn't matter.
I think we'll start with us, and then we'll go to the public, and then if we've got any follow-up questions, we'll come back, since we're the ones who get to decide on the appointment or not. So, Jesse, you touched on it, but would you really explain to the board what drew you to being a prosecutor? I mean, so clearly, I mean, that's what you are. That's what you have been. I think that's what you have determined you want to do for a long time. What drew you to that?
Well, I'm very passionate about prosecution and about public service in general. Prosecution fits very nicely with my personality type because your job as a prosecutor is to find the truth and to do the right thing. And that fits very naturally with who I am. I've always known that public service was something that I wanted to do. You'll notice on my resume that when I was in law school, I got the public service certificate, which is a litany of courses that you take and experiences that you sign up for to prepare yourself for a life in public service. And I initially thought when I went to law school that I would be a public defender. I wanted to be the best, most wonderful criminal trial attorney that I could be, and then I wanted to give those services to people that couldn't afford the best trial attorney that money could buy. And when I was in law school, I had an internship experience at the Warren County Attorney's Office. I thought I would intern and then figure out how the other side did it so that I could beat them later in life. And what my experience there is what turned me to prosecution, because I met crime victims who had been wronged and were seeking justice, and I met wonderful police officers who were out putting themselves on the line every day, and I wanted to help, and that's what I love about my job, is I feel like every day I give my all and I can help, and I work with other wonderful, like-minded individuals who give their all and want to help, too.
Super. So the flip side to that is you don't have any private practice experience.
Correct.
There have been some who have suggested, I know to me, I don't know to Wayne and Marty, that private practice experience for a county attorney would be helpful because that's who you guys are dealing with on a day-to-day basis. Can you tell me, first of all, if you agree with that? And if you do, how would you structure an office to account for the fact that you've never been in private practice?
That's a great question. I don't think that private practice or public service, it's in and of itself matters. I think the skill set of the individual attorney matters. So I think that if a private practice attorney has had over 20 criminal jury trials like I've had, and if they've had a juvenile court experience and management experience, then that would make them equally qualified. So I don't think it matters which forum you've had that experience as long as you have that experience and skill set. So I would disagree with anyone that said that you have to be in private practice in order to be a good county attorney.
Okay, thank you. Wayne, questions?
You answered probably most of mine in your presentation.
Well, good, then you don't have any.
Which was very good. But there is one that I think I must ask, because this is something that we hear in the public quite a bit. How would your philosophy differ from that of your predecessor, which was your boss, Stephen Holmes, in management and also handling jury cases and so forth? Or, you know, if you might just comment.
Well, I have a lot of similarities to Stephen Holmes. We both are devoted to justice and to the rights of crime victims. I do think that we have different approaches to different things, as all people do. I have a strong management focus on a team mentality and on working together for a greater good and making sure that I'm recognizing and rewarding the incredible individuals in our office. So it's actually kind of a full-time job to do that because they do such a great job. And it's not that Stephen Holmes didn't feel that way. It's just that that wasn't something that he was as focused on. And so I think you'll notice, I think people in the office may already have noticed that difference, and you'll continue to notice that difference. But that's not a knock on, I have nothing negative to say about my former boss, Stephen Holmes.
Marty?
Taking into account the time of year that we find ourselves in, and as Rick is fond of saying, it's a silly season. This is we have a presidential election here in the offing. If you were to be the county attorney, could you tell me how your office would handle a voter fraud referral?
That's a great question, because it does crop up, it seems, around voting season.
It has that chance.
Yeah. So in Iowa, a voter fraud, as it's commonly referred to, is called election misconduct. And that is found under Chapter 39A of the Iowa Code. And I treat voter fraud like any other crime. So if there is an allegation of any crime, including voter fraud, then I would want that referred to the law enforcement entity that is responsible for that jurisdiction. So if it takes place at a polling place in Ames, then we'd want to refer that to Ames PD. And then that law enforcement jurisdiction would fully investigate those allegations, would talk to everyone involved, including the alleged perpetrator, and they would evaluate the case, and if there was probable cause, then they would charge the case, and my office would receive it, and if there wasn't probable cause, then they wouldn't charge the case, and my office wouldn't receive it. So I don't view it as any different than any other crime. I know it can be a political issue, but for our office, it's not. It's just facts and the law and whether or not there's probable cause.
Thank you.
Just for me, talk to me about your philosophy on victim services. Kind of, I think, maybe piggybacking on what Wayne asked. So I know that over the last few years, we have changed or adapted the way we provide those services in Story County. Can you talk to me about how you feel about where we are and where you would see us headed if you were county attorney?
Yeah, well, that's something I'm really excited to dive into as the new county attorney. Our victim witness program in our office did undergo some changes a few years ago. We went from having laypersons in that victim-witness position to having one attorney responsible for that position. And then what we've done is met our statutory requirements. We have statutory requirements at the county attorney's office for notification and restitution obligations for crime victims. And that also increased the amount of time that the prosecutor was spending with the victim. So our prosecutors have been doing a lot more of the face-to-face, the phone calls, and the one-on-one with our crime victims. That has required us to rely heavily on our other incredible entities, so our law enforcement entities and ACCESS, which is our victim advocacy service. They do a great job. We call them and rely on them a lot. I'm sure make a lot of work for Angie. And they are trained in advocacy, and that's an important distinction. Victim advocacy is a specialized area that people need training in order to produce the right results for the victim. Our office never has been trained in victim advocacy, even when we have lay people in our victim witness position, and we're not trained in that now. We need to bring in professional advocates to give the victim the advocacy services that they need and deserve. And then our office needs to provide the statutory notifications, walking victims through the court process and procedure, preparing them for trial and depositions. And it's important that those two be separate. And here's why. There are confidentiality exists between a victim advocate and a victim. Confidentiality does not exist between a prosecutor and a victim. It does not exist between a victim witness coordinator and a victim. And these roles, although all very important, are distinct and different in their scope and nature. And it's been a challenge in a good way to make sure we're separating our roles and working together as a team to provide all of the services that victims need and deserve. I think that it's been a positive change. I think there's still work to do. I'm excited to continue the work that we're doing in this area. As county attorney, I'd like to pull all the stakeholders together. I'd like to pull law enforcement, ACCESS, our office together, and sit down and say, okay, now that we've been doing this a couple years, how's it been working? What areas do you see that need improvement upon, if any? What things are going well, and I'd like to just continue to build on that foundation. My only goal in victim services is to make sure that victims are getting all of the services that they need and deserve. It's hard to be a victim in a prosecution, and we should all be working together for the benefit of that crime victim.
Outstanding. Wayne, any other questions?
Yes, probably one final one. I'll let this be my final one. Now that Stephen is stepping down, you're obviously short one staff. But my question is, if you were contemplating hiring additional staff, what procedure would you follow? And then you need to keep in mind is, what if the board said, well, no, we can't go more than one? Just what procedure would you follow?
Can I clarify? Do you mean if I'm going to hire someone to replace Stephen's position?
No, just the concept of hiring additional staff. The process you would use in hiring additional staff.
So would this be staff that's outside my current budget allocation?
I don't know. That's why I'm throwing it out to you.
Okay. Well, that's my first question. When I'm thinking about hiring staff, the first thing that I'm thinking about is what's my budget and what are my available dollars in my budget? And if I have available dollars in my budget, then my first call is to the Human Resources Department, to Alyssa, and say, okay, this is what I'm thinking about. What do you think? Do you think we have the workload? Here's why I'm thinking about it. And I like to get her feedback and input on that. And then I would bring that to a board meeting and say, look, I have these available dollars in my budget, but I'm looking at increasing a staff member. And I think it's probably unlikely that I'm going to have the available dollars in my budget to add a staff member because I don't have that right now. I'd be open to that if you wanted to further discuss.
I thought you were wanting us to appoint.
I'm sorry. I was bad. So I think the more likely scenario would be that hypothetically, I would be looking to add a staff member and would be looking to add dollars to my budget. And if that were to happen, then I would look at the data. I would make sure that I need that I believe that I need that staff member. And then I would call Alyssa and I would say, hey, I think I need this staff member. And I would get her input and advice on that because she's got good comparables from other counties. And I don't know where she gets all of that, but she kind of pulls it out of the air and it's very helpful. And I'd get her feedback on it. And then if she was in agreement, then I would come to a formal board meeting and I would lay out the need for the person, how much it was going to cost. And I would make my case. And then you guys would tell me no or yes.
Thank you.
Mark.
I have two questions, but a follow-up on the budgeting part. Have you been involved in your time as first assistant in the budgeting process and formulating what happens in your office?
Yes, I have. That's a great question. And I know you weren't here at last budget session, but
Looking forward to the next one, though.
I did do our public budget session myself with our phenomenal legal executive officer, Teresa Smith. She and I were the ones that presented the budget to the board. Okay. And I have, through my time as first assistant, really been working on diving into the budget, although I think it's a little boring, but I do work on it, and I have acquainted myself with the budget, and I feel fully ready and prepared to move forward in that direction.
Good answer. First question. Do you support having the county move your attorneys out of Ames all into the courthouse, knowing that we've now took on the proceeds of the community life program building? That is that something that you would advocate us, you know, moving towards?
I fully support that, and we're excited about that prospect. And we'll work with the board, you know, however you deem appropriate.
Last question: how would you resolve conflict between yourself and your office and another elected official? And the follow-on would be between your office and the Board of Supervisors.
That's a great question. I would use the same process to resolve both conflicts. So if it's okay,
yeah.
I'm going to group those together. It makes sense that we're all in our roles and we're all focused on our goals. And there are limited amounts of resources and, of course, you as a board member know that everyone thinks their request for resources is most important. So it makes sense to me that there are going to be times when our office disagrees with other elected officials and times when our office disagrees with the Board of Supervisors. But I think the most important thing, this is how I will always govern myself, is respect for each other and understanding that just because we disagree and have different views doesn't mean that there's a bad person or that there's something wrong with the other person's opinion, but just that we can agree to disagree at times. And I'll always make my case to the best of my ability for my office, but that doesn't change anything about the fact that I am the lawyer for the Board of Supervisors, and I am the lawyer for other elected officials and department heads. And that trust relationship and that advocacy relationship that I have for my client will never, ever be disrupted because of disagreements over dollars or disagreements over space or any other issues that could arise. So that is an absolute promise that I make that will never be an issue with me.
Thank you.
You guys ready to open up the public for questions? Okay, so this is an opportunity for members of the public to ask questions of our county attorney candidate. Anybody have any? We tried to soften the flow. Anybody want to ask any questions at all of Jessica? Last chance. All right, I got one more. I got one more. I thought maybe somebody would ask this, but since they didn't, I want to ask it. Tell me your feelings on the concept of mental health courts and drug courts.
Well, I am interested in that system. I have never worked in a mental health court or a drug court before, so I'm always open to expanding my knowledge base and my understanding of those systems. And I'd want to go sit for a couple days maybe and watch one function. I'm always hesitant because in those types of situations, you are you're deciding what kinds of cases that you should enforce the law and what kinds of cases that you shouldn't. And so I would go with an open mind into those situations, and I want to do what's best for society and the public at large, so I'd absolutely take a great look at that. I think there are important things that are being done in those types of systems. My initial hesitancy without having sat through them is just that you, as a county attorney, agree to enforce all the laws of the state of Iowa. And if you're doing mental health court or drug court, you're choosing cases, not crimes, not to enforce. And many times there are good reasons, and I'm not saying that I'm not open to that suggestion. I'm just saying that, you know, the way my mind works is what are the facts and what are the elements of the offense and is there a crime. So I need to really study that. I don't think I have any type of official position, but I'm absolutely open to that. I'm open to any suggestions or any new experiences that could enhance the public safety of Story County.
Super. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great. All right, so now, Jessica, you get to come and sit down. Done with questions for you, but now you get to sit and listen to what others say about you, which you might wish you were answering questions still. So this is an opportunity for members of the public to make comments, and you make comments about Jessica Reynolds, you make comments about the process that we're using, you make comments about anything you want to make comments about. You're going to sit in this chair right here and speak into the microphone and start by introducing yourself. Somebody's got to want to do this. Come right up. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. My name is Maureen Barton, and I work in Story County for the Department of Human Services as a child abuse independent adult abuse investigator from 2008 until 2014. And through that work, I worked very closely with the county attorney's office. And I'm here to give a glowing reference for Jessica Reynolds. She's the most professional, intelligent, thorough, responsive, and available county attorney I have ever worked with, and I've worked in many counties throughout the state. There isn't another county attorney with her work ethic and her ability, and I believe she'd be the best choice. In my experience in juvenile cases, Jessica was always available day or night, and was very knowledgeable. She worked diligently to protect the vulnerable populations that we worked with. It was clear she took her work very seriously, and keeping people safe was always our goal. She did what was right, even when it wasn't popular. She was very timely in her work, and I can speak from experience that in one case, she worked with me throughout the night to ensure that children were safe. She let me call her until I think we finished up about 4 or 5 in the morning because things kept changing. When Story County didn't intervene on many dependent adult abuse cases, she fought to assure the safety of one of our adults. So I am happy to give more specific examples if you would like that. But I'm gladly here to support her and believe she'd be the most qualified and dedicated to represent Story County.
Maureen, thank you. Any questions for Maureen?
I have none.
No, very well.
Outstanding, thank you. Who's next? Tim, come on up.
My name is Tim Neals. I'm one of the assistants in the office. I've been in the office for almost 17 years now. And this letter was authored by the assistant county attorney in our office as a whole. Dear Story County Board of Supervisors, we appreciate your tireless work on behalf of the citizens of Story County. Specifically, we recognize the support you have shown our office and its employees over the past years. Each of you have demonstrated a commitment to service that all public service should aspire to. The purpose of this letter is to recommend Jessica Reynolds for appointment to the soon be vacant county attorney position. As the attorneys in this office, we have observed her commitment to service and to the greater good. As First Assistant Stephen Holmes, Jessica exhibits a commitment to justice, fairness, and to conscientious representation of the county in all her duties. Through her leadership, she has created a positive work environment that has resulted in improved employee retention, a spirit of collaboration and camaraderie, which results in a more thoughtful, peer-reviewed outcomes. Unlike any other potential applicant, Jessica has already cultivated outstanding working relationships with the various entities and individuals necessary to effectively continue the forward progress made by this office. It is for these reasons that each of us, individually and as a whole, would strongly encourage you to appoint her to the position of Story County Attorney upon Mr. Holmes' retirement. Thank you for your consideration of our recommendation. And this letter was previously provided to the board and the team resigned. It was signed by all 13 of the assistant county attorneys.
Karen, thank you. I just want to point something out because I have talked to, as I'm sure some of you can imagine, I have talked to more attorneys in the last 15 days than I've talked to in the last 15 years, including some county attorneys from other counties, people who are very familiar with county attorney offices. And I would just regularly ask the question, have you ever heard of an office with 13 assistant county attorneys all coming together behind one person when there was an opening like this? And to a person, every one of them said they had never. Normally you get an opening like this and you get multiple people from the office going after it, or you sure have personalities within where you don't get universal support. Tim, I think it speaks volumes that every county attorney, every assistant county attorney signed on to this, and I really appreciate you reading it for us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Who's next? Tiffany, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. Huh?
My name is Tiffany Meredith, and I am one of the assistant Story County attorneys currently working on the medical docket in the data office. I've had the honor of being an assistant attorney in Story County since November of 2009, my first job out of law school that I waited a long time for. I also had the pleasure of being an intern in the office from May of 2008 to January of 2009. As an intern, my direct supervisor was Jessica Reynolds. As an attorney, Jessica was and still is one of the senior attorneys in the office that I commonly go to with questions, concerns, or requests for help. Brave, humble, honest, passionate, team-focused, and motivated. These are all words that describe a great leader. They are also words that describe Jessica. The list could continue on. But you've had the chance to work with her and have more than likely come to see many of these qualities exuded by Jessica over the months and years. She is a person who embodies what a great attorney is. She is a prosecutor. She is a passionate seeker of the truth and a fighter of justice. As an intern walking into the Story County Attorney's Office, I remember being overly nervous, not knowing what to expect. From the moment I met Jessica, though, she put me at ease with her kind words and encouraging demeanor. It would have been easy for her to put myself and the other interns into a category and dismiss us as just the interns, not putting much time or effort into our futures or our careers. But that's not Jessica. It's not the kind of person she is. She's always there to encourage me, to learn to do more, to stand beside me when challenging cases came along, and that would include a 4-hour bench trial in Ames on civil disobedience. She grabbed me and laughed because I shared her one of the most interesting cases I've ever seen, where a defense attorney spent the bulk of his time yelling directly at her. Not the judge, not the court, not the position of them. They yelled at her. She took it with grace and with poise. She was amazing that day. She always was there to help me out when I needed something or to stand behind the decisions. You never felt as though you were left alone and had to do things by trial and error. Jessica continued to show these same qualities and grace when I became an attorney in the office. One thing that she has done, amongst the many amazing qualities she has and accomplishments, is to create a cohesive family-like work environment. Over the last few years, Jessica has encouraged everyone in the office to try new cases, work with other attorneys that we don't always get the chance to work with one-on-one, and pursue our dreams. These dreams have included one of our attorneys becoming the student county attorney. These dreams have included those of us in the audience trying for judgeships and coming up with final three. There's many, many more dreams that she has stood beside us and encouraged us to go after. One of the greatest qualities that Jessica has is that you know she will always be there for you, whether you work in her office or you don't. But her words of encouragement and support, she will be there to help you do better and become better. She is truly a leader among leaders. I have also been a lifelong resident of Story County near my entire life. I have had the opportunity to see Mr. Holmes in action, to try cases with him. It was because of Jessica and her dedication to helping myself and Stephen, we were able to try one of the fastest jury trials in the state of Iowa. We tried a murder case in 74 days. Start to finish, the day we found the person, the day that the verdict was read. That is an actual record in the state of Iowa. And it was because Jessica stepped up and helped me take my cases and Stephen take my cases, we were able to successfully convict the person of murder in the first degree. I have also had the opportunity to try murder in the second degree case, an attempted murder case with Mr. Meal, and many other cases of first in my position that we've never had the opportunity to in many other offices. It is because of Jessica Reynolds that I have had the opportunity to grow to be who I am today, and to know the citizens, my family, and my friends in Story County are protected. There is no one else that I trust with this role for the citizens of Story County than Jessica Reynolds.
Tiffany, thank you so much. Hey, I've got a question, though. So the case you tried with Stephen Holmes, didn't you somehow convince Stephen to lay down in front of the jury as in display of how the victim was laying?
I may have an issue with trying to find new creative things from the pin cushion doll in one of them to get Stephen laying down and he's
explaining
to
have done it. I remember it. Absolutely. Thank you. Who's next? It's an opportunity for members of the public to make comments. Yes, sir.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
My name is Gary Kendall.
Hi, Gary. You and I spoke on the phone yesterday.
I did. I'm been a practicing attorney in Iowa for 20 years. Currently, I have my own office in Des Moines with general practice. I've known Jessica for 13 years. I first met her when I was the elected county attorney in Warren County. And she was applying for a prosecutor internship in my office for that summer between her, I think it was second and third year of law school. And I hired her for the position, for the prosecutor position. And over that summer that she worked in our office, I was impressed with her work ethic and her sense of justice. So impressed that upon her graduation from Drake Law School the next year, I hired her as a full-time assistant county attorney in my office. During the time that Jessica worked for me, I observed her to be very hardworking, dedicated to doing the right thing, which was something that was important to me in that position as well. And I really enjoyed seeing her presentation because it's a lot of what I felt and what I felt I communicated to my staff at the time. You know, that certainly reinforces your self-worth when you see somebody so successful that obviously has adopted some of the same principles. In addition to that, she had the ability and was successful in interacting with and working with many different types of people. She's an excellent advisor to law enforcement in our county, to members of the Board of Supervisors. She had one of the wonderful tasks that I gave her when she started full-time of rewriting the municipal code for the county, which you guys certainly can understand outside of that. And, but necessary. And she took it on and she did it. And she did a fantastic job with it. So she's had a lot of variety of experiences through the years. I just really enjoyed working with her in that capacity as county attorney. After I was done being county attorney and she moved on to Kasuth County Attorney's Office, we became friends. And my wife and our families became friends. And we're good friends. I'll put that out there.
Sure.
Because we are good friends. And I'm just really been proud of how she's continued to develop her professional skills and gain valuable experience that's relevant to what she's doing. It's something that, through the years, that I've known her, she based, according to her presentation, and that was as I was writing some comments that I wanted to make, she's done every type of work that a county attorney is asked to do. And she's always done it with excellence. And I know she'll continue to do that if you appoint her as a Story County attorney. Most recently, she's been the first assistant in the county, in the Story County Attorney's Office. And again, I take pride in the fact that, I called and recommended her to Stephen when she was applying for the position here. And I did it without hesitation at that time, and I do it without hesitation today. She's an intelligent, hardworking, fair-minded individual. She's been an excellent communicator, trial attorney, legal advisor, and frankly, she's one of the best people that I've ever met. And I would encourage you to appoint her as the Story County attorney. And I know if you do that, you will not regret that decision. Thank you for the opportunity to talk about this today.
Gary, we appreciate you coming up.
Thank you.
Any questions for Gary?
No.
Gary, could you briefly brought this to the attention? You have been on both sides of it. You've been a county attorney and you're in private practice now, correct?
That's correct.
Could you speak to the private practice component of the job of county attorney?
Certainly, if you're in private practice, that gives you another perspective, on a situation. Having done both, I don't think there's any particular, specific experience that's associated with private practice that would better prepare you for being a county attorney. In fact, I think it's the other way around, but honestly, I spent years in public service, and then I went to private practice after that. I think that's where the advantage is. I don't think really anything that I've experienced in I'm in my sixth year of private practice now. There's nothing specific to that that would have better prepared me to be a county attorney. And I can say that absolutely without hesitation. The skills are kind of transferable the other way. That actually gives you the perspective, if you've been a county attorney, you may hear better defense attorney, essentially, and that type of thing.
All right, well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gary.
Thank you for coming. Mm-hmm.
Next. Last chance. Okay. I've got a couple that I've got to, that I promised I would read in. So we've got a couple letters, we've got a couple phone calls, and so I will ask that everybody bear with me because the promise that we made is we would make sure if anybody took the time to reach out to us, we'd make sure it's part of the public record. So I'm just going to work my way through these. So this is a letter from Rob Hawkins. And he says, my name is Lieutenant Rob Hawkins, and I oversee the patrol division of the Indianola Police Department in Indianola, Iowa. Due to not being able to personally attend the public interviews for the appointment to the Office of Story County Attorney on September 30th, I wanted to share my personal experience with Jessica Reynolds. Please allow this written summary to serve as my testimony thereof. Back in 2004-2005, I had the opportunity and privilege to serve alongside then-Assistant Warren County Attorney Jessica Reynolds. During that time, we worked on several cases together and built an excellent working relationship. Jessica was very personable, down-to-earth, passionate, and determined, which made her a perfect fit to work with law enforcement and the pursuit of justice. Her attention to detail and relentless energy meant that all officers in Warren County knew that their cases were in good hands when Jessica was assigned to them. In the fall of 2004, I responded to a routine criminal mischief call for service at the skate park in Indianola. Once I arrived on scene, I realized that this was no ordinary vandalism call. The spray-painted graffiti had telltale gang signs and markings. Through investigation, I was able to find out that indeed a local group had begun a gang organization, and the vandalism at the skate park was their announcement to the community that they had arrived. I was able to identify suspects, and we began interviewing multiple subjects. As the information began flowing in, I brought Jessica into the loop. We began discussing the possibility of filing gang-related charges. When we took our initial information up the chain of command on both the county attorney side as well as my then chief of police, it was met with skepticism. Gang charges had never before been filed in Warren County, and it was clear that those types of charges were not preferred. However, Jessica kept plugging away, putting pieces of information into a chronological format with an emphasis on meeting the criminal elements for criminal gang participation and gang recruitment. She did this by consistently following up with me, grilling me with questions and hypotheticals, playing devil's advocate, and making sure that every detail was accounted for. Over the course of a couple months, we were able to put together probable cause for arrest warrants for 11 individuals on gang charges, as well as obtain a search warrant based on verifiable gang activity. Jessica was instrumental in this and worked long hours, making herself available at a moment's notice. Despite the initial reluctance from superiors, after the thorough time and effort put into the case, she was able to present a case filled with evidence that was undisputed that gang activity, including gang beat-ins of minors, was actively occurring in Indianola. We executed the search warrant at the suspected gang headquarters in another location, arresting all 11 individuals. After the arrest, Jessica encouraged me to keep digging, to find more to bolster our case. She was determined not only to prove our case, but to make sure that we covered all of our bases and eradicated all criminal gang activity in Indianola. As a result, I was able to uncover more information and ended up filing more charges while suspects sat in jail on original charges. Her drive to make sure the case was handled the right way made an impression on me, and it still has a lasting impact today on how I handle my affairs. Jessica went through the depositions with me. At one point, we sat in a room with five suspects, their defense attorneys, and a court reporter. We went round robin, and Jessica handled the room like a seasoned professional, despite being a fairly new prosecutor. She came across well-informed and unflappable. After depositions, the plea deal started flowing because the defense teams knew that we had the proof beyond a reasonable doubt and had not settled for probable cause. This was directly related to Jessica and her push to ensure that we did this right, with no stone unturned. One suspect opted for a jury trial. Trial preparations were intense, with Jessica running me through direct examination dry runs, making sure that our objectives were met. She also prepped juvenile witnesses, which is no easy task. She prepared them and I for a withering cross-examination as well. Her opening and closing arguments were well executed, and she was able to work the jury as if she had been doing it for a long time. She handled the defense attorney's objections and the judge with nothing but professional responses, and her energy was contagious for the jury. Her adept and timely pauses, the inflection in her voice, her ability to connect with me, the other witnesses, and most importantly, were hard to miss. Her use of visual aids to help educate the jury on gang culture made them understand the real danger that gang activity was bringing to Warren County. Jessica brought the case to life for the jury by reaching them on a personal level. She presented my law enforcement experience and military background in a way where I felt appreciated looks from the jury box. No other prosecutor has ever been able to match that personal connectivity that Jessica possesses. The defendant was found guilty of criminal gang participation by the jury. My chief, other law enforcement officers, the Warren County Attorney's Office, were all watching, rather ready to offer praise. But the fact of the matter is, had the jury come back with not guilty, there would have been criticism. Not once did Jessica ever let the threat of criticism interfere with doing what she knew to be the right thing to do. She will stand strong in a storm. I have witnessed this firsthand. In my nearly 20 years of law enforcement experience, I've never felt the confidence, loyalty, enthusiasm, and determination from a prosecutor that Jessica has demonstrated. Jessica and I still keep in touch, despite her having moved on from Warren County, and I know that she still displays all the character traits that I have described. We have consulted on various cases that have popped up over the years, especially those that concern gang activity. I believe that Jessica Reynolds possesses the right combination of tools, knowledge, and experience to perform the duties of Story County Attorney. To be completely truthful, I am envious of the position that Story County has with the possibility of having Jessica Reynolds serve as the county attorney. As a patrol division supervisor, I would love for the officers that I now oversee to experience the type of prosecutor that Jessica is. I appreciate your time. If you have any questions related to my comments, please do not hesitate to contact me. I contacted Rob just to thank him for his comments. Okay, I'll try to get through these others. Let's see. This is from Jesse Ramirez, who is a former Story County assistant attorney. And Jesse says, Dear Story County Board of Supervisors, I wanted to extend my support to Jessica Reynolds as the appointed county attorney. Ms. Reynolds was my supervisor for 2 years, spanning 2014 to 2016. I worked as an assistant Story County attorney during that time. In January 2016, I transitioned to the Polk County Attorney's Office as an assistant county attorney. I certainly would not have made it to where I am without the leadership from a number of people, including Ms. Reynolds. My hope is to give you some insight into Ms. Reynolds as a supervisor and skillful attorney. When I began as an assistant Story County attorney, Ms. Reynolds was very supportive. She was encouraging when things went well, but also when things didn't go our way. Ms. Reynolds helped me to understand the issue rather than being critical or simply providing an answer. She was approachable, knowledgeable, and direct. I learned a lot, not only about the legal issues, but also how to conduct myself around judges, victims, and other attorneys. Coming into a new office, you look for someone you can trust and someone you can lean on. Ms. Reynolds was both. There were countless times where I went to her office requesting assistance on any given issue. Each time she was happy to help. It was a great thing to have Jessica in your corner. Her leadership allowed her to understand what each person under her supervision needed in order to be successful. At any given time, with any given person, whether it be an attorney or an office assistant, she was exceptional at getting the best out of them. She did a great job managing many different people with many different personalities. Suffice it to say, I consider myself very lucky to have been under her supervision, particularly at that stage of my career. As a prosecutor, it is vital to have good leadership. A leader with integrity, honesty, and is doing the right things for the right reasons. I believe she has those attributes. I support Ms. Reynolds not only for her great leadership, but her skill as an attorney. I relied on her advice many times because I trusted her skill. Her experience as a civil attorney and prosecutor provides a rare set of experience from which Story County would greatly benefit. During my time there, it was expected the toughest cases would go to a select few because of their ability, Jessica included. If a case was assigned to her, you assumed it was a tough one. She has years of experience as a prosecutor and a leader. I believe she has the skills and leadership to be a great county attorney and public servant to the people of Story County. I hope I was able to give you some insight into Ms. Reynolds as a supervisor attorney in the Story County Attorney's Office, as well as the reasons I support her appointment. If there are any further questions or requests for clarifications, please do not hesitate to contact me. Next one is from Robert Thorson. Robert Thorson says, Dear Board, this letter is in support of Jessica Reynolds' application to be appointed as Story County Attorney. I have been a resident of Story County for most of my life. I am a retired juvenile court officer, having served in the state of Iowa for 35 years as a probation officer, supervisor, or chief probation officer. In that time, I have worked with 7 county attorneys. I have known Jessica Reynolds since she became an assistant Story County attorney in 2008. During that time, Jessica has experience with all the duties of the county attorney's office. Jessica possesses the experience, knowledge, and temperament to keep Story County a safe and progressive county. I highly recommend the appointment of Jessica Reynolds to the office of Story County attorney. I think I'm down to the last one.
Here's one from Travis Johnson.
Why don't you read that one?
And then there was one from Simone.
Yes, Cinnamon. Yeah, I'll read Travis.
I'll read Travis. Okay, it says, letter of recommendation for Jessica Reynolds. To whom it may concern, it is with great enthusiasm and honor that I write the letter of recommendation on behalf of Jessica Reynolds regarding her possible appointment as a Story County attorney. I was a prosecutor in the Story County Attorney's Office for 5 years and had the pleasure of working side by side with Ms. Reynolds. Throughout my experience with her, she was consistently positive on all of her interactions with staff, fellow prosecutors, and defense attorneys. Given the stress of prosecution and the toll it often takes on us, her positivity and professionalism was something I personally benefited from as an attorney working with her. I am sure you have had the opportunity to witness her attitude and aptitude firsthand while she ran the civil docket there in Story County. I can assure you that she has the respect of those currently in the Story County Attorney's Office and that this respect is not misplaced. I have absolutely no reservations about her ability to take on the role of county attorney there in Story County and to do so with the support of the office. Ms. Reynolds did not reach out to me regarding writing a letter on her behalf. When I heard she may be appointed, I took it upon myself to write this letter of support. The people of Story County will truly benefit by her placement as a county attorney there. She is a consummate professional, compassionate about what she does. Her good leadership qualities and will her she has good leadership qualities and will create a positive environment at the office. Please reach out to me if there are any questions you have. I would welcome the chance to speak with all of you about Ms. Reynolds' qualifications. Respectfully yours, Travis Johnson, Assistant Dickinson County Attorney.
Thanks, Wayne. Dear Story County Board of Supervisors, this is from Cinnamon Maudsley. Dear Story County Board of Supervisors, good day. My name is Cinnamon Maudsley, and I'm the Victim Witness Coordinator in Kossuth County Attorney's Office and have been for 12 years. I'm writing this email in support of Jessica Reynolds to be appointed Story County Attorney. I had the distinct honor of working with Jessica from August of 2006 to March of 2008. Jessica was the assistant Kossuth County attorney and the violence against women prosecutor for our office at that time. As the violence against women prosecutor, she prosecuted all domestic assault, sexual assault, and harassment cases. As the victim witness coordinator, my job is about the victim. Therefore, the information I will be sharing with you is based upon my experience with Jessica in the area of victim services. Jessica excelled in this area. She was incredible with the victims. She took the time out of her busy schedule to meet with the victim, answer questions, address concerns, involve them in the criminal court process. She treated each victim with respect and compassion. This was not only important to the victim, but it had great impact on the outcome of the criminal case. The victim, who is treated with respect and not judged, is more apt to stay on board with prosecution, which in turn holds offenders accountable and keeps the community safer. This is a win-win situation for the county. As the victim witness coordinator, I could not have asked for a more involved, dedicated, victim-friendly attorney. Although it is my job to help and direct victims through the complicated court system, I can't do my job without the prosecutor. It is a team effort. Each victim deserves that, and Jessica went above and beyond her duties to make sure the victim was served well. It was an honor to work with her. As I compose this email, I feel like I cannot articulate just how great she is and how lucky Story County is to have her. I feel that you could have no better candidate for the appointment to be Story County attorney. So, multiple phone calls, and I'm going to try to do this really, really quickly. Three different phone calls, but I believe it was from the same lady. She talked to Alyssa this morning. She talked to Deb, I think, early afternoon, and she talked to me for an hour and 15 minutes later this morning, and her message was that this is an absolute mistake. This has happened too fast. We need to appoint all prosecutors, all law enforcement, and the governor are all corrupt. It's a rigged system. We need to do better, and this absolutely cannot happen. I asked her if she had anything specific she wanted to share about Jessica Reynolds, and she did not. She just said she's one of those prosecutors, and it's a corrupt system. So she didn't want to give her name, so we won't give her name. In addition, I spoke with multiple judges. I've spoke with multiple attorneys in Story County, one of whom is on the Ames City Council, one of whom is on the Ames School Board. I spoke with an attorney who actually was the first assistant to Ruth Harkin when she was a county attorney here. I had multiple questions for him. Some of them, we talked about the matrix back before we had instituted the matrix. But with every one of them, I had a couple of candidates that I felt like were going to come forward. And, of course, Jessica was one of those. And I asked the question of all of them, is there any reason Story County would not be well served with Jessica Reynolds as the county attorney? And every single one of them, and now I can't underscore this enough, this is Republicans and Democrats, this is people who like Jessica, people who don't like Jessica, they all said Jessica Reynolds is a capable attorney and would do a good job as county attorney. Absolutely no concern. And again, I'm going judges, law enforcement, I talked to the chief of Ames, I talked to the sheriff, they all had exactly the same message. Again, whether they were high on Jessica or not high on Jessica, they all spoke highly of her qualifications. I think that's important. I'll just stop there. Let you guys, if you've heard anything or have anything to share, now is the time.
Thank you.
And then we'll go into scoring of the matrix.
Just basically a short conversation with the sheriff, and of course, he echoed pretty much what you've already basically said. There are a few others other than the letters that I had received, that each of us received from the respective individuals. I did not reach out to any of the others. I've met several of the people through other clubs that I'm involved with, and no one has brought up any reference to me that Jessica would be not someone that they would have any reservations about serving the people of Story County. And I think several of them assumed that she would be a candidate. That was before she officially submitted her name as a candidate. So.
Much the same experience. Had an opportunity to reach out across some old contacts that would have had experiences with Story County Attorney's Office. Almost to a one, pretty glowing representation of what they thought if we should move in this direction and what they had the expectations on a going forward basis. I asked on the appointment basis, one of the things I wanted to talk about, because one of the things that we've all got pushed back on is how we choose to do this. We had the opportunity when it was presented to us to bring it to our decision or to kick it into next year because it came at such a time that we couldn't move it into this election cycle. I have the comfort knowing that Wayne and I will stand for this might be a decision, Wayne. We have hung around our necks, but I think that we have chosen wisely to bring it to us because I see this as an office that needs to be led, not put into caretaker status. And it's my belief that by doing what we have chosen to do, it's not the easy path to walk, but as John Kennedy said, we don't choose to do the easy things, we choose to do the hard things. And I look forward to what we're about to do.
There's a reason, Marty, why almost 100% of vacancies in county government in Iowa are filled by appointment. Lucy, I don't know exactly what we spent on this, but it's got to be less than $100 on this process rather than $30,000 to $50,000. I know we had to pay for a special publication. We're not paying any overtime. And it is our responsibility, I believe, to fully vet anybody who might assume a leadership position in Story County, but it's also our responsibility to watch the tax dollars closely. And I think we're doing exactly that. And the other thing I'll point out now, and then I'll point out again, the people of Story County still have an option. The people of Story County have 14, assuming we appoint today, the people of Story County have 14 days to gather the required number of signatures. Lucy, I believe it is 3,285 signatures. And if they gather those signatures, valid signatures, then, in fact, it will become a special election. If the people of Story County want to spend $30,000 to $50,000 like that, that's their money. That's their business. I don't know that that means that that's what we ought to do. And anybody who tries to suggest, and I've heard a couple who have tried to suggest that this was predetermined or that we weren't going to do our due diligence or the fix was in or whatever you want to say, that's the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard. Anybody who gives a fair look at this can't come to any other conclusion other than this board has been thorough and complete. We've gone above and beyond. You could fairly criticize us for being too thorough and too complete. But not enough, it would be ludicrous. All right, I'm moving now to scoring of the preferred qualification matrix. I think clearly she's a registered voter of Story County. She's licensed to practice law in Iowa. I've got both of those checked out,
yep.
Checked off. At least 10 years practicing law, she meets that. That's 1 point. And you guys stop me if you got something different than me.
No.
At least 6 years of criminal law litigation experience and 10 plus is 2 points. She has more than 10. She gets 2 points. At least 10 criminal jury trials to completion.
Yep.
To the jury as lead counsel. She had 15 or more is 2 points. She got that. That's 2 points. At least 5 years private practice experience, 10 or more is 2. She does not have that. She gets 0 points. Name of at least 3 judges capable of discussing qualifications and effectiveness of the candidate. She provided that. She gets 1 point. Civil experience representing a governmental entity. She has that. She gets 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
At least 15 child in need of assistance hearings and or delinquency hearings. She demonstrates that she has well over 100. She gets 2 points there. at least 15 mental health, substance abuse, commitment hearings. Okay, so she has this, but we did not formally get the information. I think that's got to be a zero, even though she formally has it. That's our mistake that we didn't ask the question there.
And I was going to ask that because I did underline
it's
that.
It's a question
and,
we missed.
And it's listed in her past history, and in the narrative, she had indicated the number of times that she has dealt with that, but it wasn't spelled out specifically.
Yeah, well, and there's no doubt that she meets it.
Right.
We just didn't do a good job verifying, asking it as part of our packet. We can score that one however you guys want to.
Yeah, well, like I say, that was a, when you go back, if you really read the narrative in the story, I think that you talked about over 200 times in which mental health, substance abuse, commitment hearings, and so forth were provided. And but I didn't.
Well, are you suggesting we go ahead and give the two? I mean, clearly she meets.
I would say at least one. I would certainly not go with zero.
All right. Yeah. What do you think, Marty?
The question is asked and answered. I give her two.
Go ahead, give her two. Personnel management, at least
one or two. What are we
two.
Two.
Okay.
Personnel management, at least three non-attorney staff members for a minimum of 2 years. And if she has been supervising five or more, she gets 2 points. I think she gets 2 points.
Yeah, clearly.
Same thing on attorneys. If you supervise five or more, you get 2 points. I think she gets two there. I thought her closing argument was spectacular. I mean, I thought she hit on the issues she hit on. I could almost picture myself in a jury box listening to that. We said we were going to give 0 points. For a marginal presentation, 1 point for a good presentation, and 2 points for an exceptional presentation. I thought it was exceptional.
I wanted to put a plus and put it go a little higher than two, but I guess we were sworn into two. So, it was very impressive.
I have interviewed and hired administration, and one thing I look for in a presentation just like we got is the fact that they conjugate the verb. They took us from what was to what is to what will be. I got that. Do your job. 2 points.
All right. I've got her with 18 points out of a possible 20 points.
Did I miss one?
Maybe I miscounted.
What about registered voters?
No, those are just check marks.
Check marks. Okay, so let's go back then. Okay. So you're right then. Correct.
You got her at what now?
I got her at 18 out of 20.
Okay.
Only thing she missed, the only thing she didn't get maximum points on was private practice experience.
Yeah. Huh. 10 years.
What was this like? I got 17.
Right, so I miscounted.
I got 17.
So I miscounted. I was 17. I'm not. I don't like numbers.
I got 17. I got 17.
Shocking.
I'm looking for that other one.
This will get brought up again.
All right. So we got 17 out of 20. That is the scoring of the preferred qualification matrix by the Board of Supervisors. We are now to consideration of appointment.
Well, first of all, let me just make a quick cursory comment. I just wish that more residents of Story County could have been here to have seen the process, to have heard the presentation. I've, in my 16 years, had an opportunity to sit in through courtrooms from time to time and see attorneys present themselves, etc. I would have to say, beyond a doubt, this was one of the finest presentations that I've witnessed. And I think it's not only a testament to the individual, but it's a reflection of the other people that she's worked with and the training that she's had leading up to this. And one of the things that stood out to me was the appreciation of her staff and the people that she's working closely with and the camaraderie there and how they have all come together to acknowledge the climate that has been set in that particular area, which is very rare. So it was hard for me to keep a straight face. I had to put on my officiating face as I was listening to her presentation and so forth because I felt it was quite outstanding. So I certainly just wanted to
make that comment. And so, therefore, if you're ready for a motion, I would move that we accept the appointment of Jessica Reynolds as our next county attorney representing Story County for the next 2 years or until whatever else develops beyond this. Effective today.
On my short time on the board, I will get to you, Wayne. On my short time on the board, I have had the opportunity, and one of the things you will find when you sit here in this capacity is the fact that you do, a week does not transpire that you're not either getting an opinion, soliciting an opinion, or reading in on an opinion that a county attorney offers up. It is one of those offices that you must have well-staffed, must be in sync with what the board is doing to conduct the county business in a way that it doesn't disturb. I have had the opportunity to speak with Jessica on matters great and small, and her opinion is both in a contextual sense that it gave me peace in coming before the public and rendering up a decision. I don't think that I would get anything else going forward. I would second Wayne's motion.
We have a motion and a second. Open for discussion. I've got the only thing I have to say is Story County is really, really lucky to have Jessica Reynolds. And I am thrilled to be part of a board that can take some heat and still do the right thing, even taking that heat. And so I just want you gentlemen to know how much I appreciate you doing what you feel is right, even with some of the external factors that are going on. With that, we'll call the question. Clinton?
Aye.
Chin?
Aye.
Sanders? Aye. Jessica Reynolds is our new Story County Attorney. We're going to recess for 5 minutes, or until Lucy Martin is here. And prepare the certificate of appointment, and then we're going to do a swing session.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Back in session.
Okay.
Now we need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned. Now we're doing the swearing in.
Up here or down there?
We're going to do it right down here.
Okay.
Come on now, Wayne.